I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he...
Hey, family, welcome to another episode of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, and today we are going to be talking out of this title, Fruit from an Evil Tree. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, before I actually begin to speak about this particular title, and why I chose it, what it sprang forth out of. I'll talk a little bit about that as well. And I'm going to try and keep this message short because I want to encourage you to delve into the scriptures, to find quiet time with the Holy Spirit and allow him to minister to you as you quiet your mind, your thoughts, and you quiet your heart and just sort of rest in him and allow him to begin to open up truth to you. Amen? Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Well, let's just have a quick prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for life and breath. I thank you for a right mind. And I thank you that I know you, that you are very much a part of my life. And I thank you that as I speak today, that your spirit of love and mercy and grace, the justice and patience, all of those things that are a part of who you are, will just flow through the broadcast and it will touch the heart of the hearers. I thank you that you open up blinded eyes and you open up closed ears that they may hear your heart for them today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So as I said, the title is Fruit from an Evil Tree. Fruit from an Evil Tree. And I was inspired to speak from this title just based on a couple of conversations I've had with believers and some of the statements that was made in the conversation in looking at current events and what's going on in our country, in our government, in our laws. And I've found quite a few Christians who believe that the law is the way. They'll say things like, excuse me, that I understand that this administration has done a lot of terrible things, but it did some good things for the church. And I began to really think about that whole way of thinking that it doesn't matter if someone is manipulating you with something that you believe, as long as you get a desired result from it. And I questioned, is that really good? Does it not matter how it got done? Even if the way that it got done was evil, in the sense that its motivation is completely different from the believer's motivation, which is why they did what they did to influence and manipulate to get your support. Does it still make it good? And that's the thinking about that is how I got to this place of fruit that comes from an evil tree. Like, is it good? I mean, is that the will of God? But anyway, so that is the thoughts that led me to actually look at this fruit from an evil tree. Let me start now. I want to read these scriptures up front, and then they will connect to some of the things that I say. But it's also good. It's just a good word, and these are all words that Jesus spoke. So these are red letter words. All right. So the first one is John chapter 8, verse 12. And Jesus says, and he's actually speaking to the Pharisees at this particular time as well. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's very important, because what I see is people not really following after Jesus. And because they are rejecting the very things that he preached, that it places them in darkness. This is basically what Jesus is saying. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. So in other words, if you're not following me, if you're not following and believing what I'm teaching you, or what I've taught you, then you're going to be walking in darkness. Let's drop down in the same chapter. I'm going to go to start in verse 42. So I'm going to read from 42 to verse 47. And this is the end of this particular chapter. And this is still Jesus speaking. Starting in verse 42. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I came from God and I came here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word." Some people just don't want to hear the truth. And the reason they don't want to hear it is because they want to continue in whatever it is that they're doing. So this is a threat. This is a threat to them continuing to think and to do the things that they are currently doing. So Jesus is challenging them. Verse 43. No, yeah, I just read verse 43. Verse 44. You are of, now these are strong words. 44 says, "You are of your father, the devil. And your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. And which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." I think that's pretty clear. And those are very strong words. But at this point, the Pharisees have already began to think of ways to stop Jesus. They're already in their minds calculating how they can get rid of this guy. Because he is shaking things up. And he is requiring something of us that we don't want to give. First of all, we definitely don't want to be merciful. We don't mind laying heavy burdens on the backs of the people and requiring them to live up to a standard that we're not even living up to. And we have definitely in recent months and years have seen this at work, where people, religious leaders, are requiring a certain lifestyle, a certain Christian lifestyle, I should say, that they are not capable of even maintaining. But yet they want to put on the airs as though they follow the law that they're dispensing out to others. Think about that. Think about that. Well, this is the first thing I want to say. You know, the fruit from an evil tree, it may look good and it may taste good. But does that make it good? It may even look moral or follow a description of morality. But does that really make it moral? And the question that I have about the fruit from this tree, this evil tree. Do you think the seeds from that fruit will produce good trees? Do you think the seeds from that fruit will produce good trees? And we're seeing now that the seeds that are being planted are causing strife and division and hatred and anger. And this cannot be of God, because when he does something, it creates trees of righteousness. It doesn't masquerade as something else, because we know the enemy can also appear as an angel of light. We know that the evil one also knows the scriptures. So it is not uncommon for scriptures to be used to justify doing some evil things. But this is the cunning and craftiness of man. When I think about a tree and fruit, I always think about the first story that talks about sin. And that began with, of course, Adam and Eve. And it talks about them eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a source. It's that tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents a source for something that they are going to feed upon and allow to enter into their being. And when they looked at the fruit from this tree, it looked good. And because it looked good, they decided to taste it. And it tastes good, so they ate it. And that's the beginning journey. That's the beginning of the journey of acting and making decisions based on our own understanding and knowledge. And I equate this to, you know, our country is, there are a lot of people who are in politics who are claiming to take this high moral ground, also claiming to represent the will of God. And they are promoting certain laws based on this ideology that they're speaking for God, which is really interesting. And it reminds me that for our country, I had to pause for a moment, but in terms of our country, we're trying to get back, I don't know really technically what they're trying to get back to. Because at this point, we can only go forward. We cannot go back. Everything wasn't so perfect back then. And that is what people are failing to understand, we never repented of our first sin. Just like Adam and Eve had their first sin, and everything else has sort of proliferated from that point on, and then it starts to show up in all manner of ways. Amen. Right? The disintegration of morality, the disintegration of people actually caring about one another, the disintegration of honesty and justice and love, right? That's how the world just spun into this thing where it can be very cruel and very violent. Well, for our nation, our first sin was the sin of slavery. Slavery and racism. And because we've never really repented of it, that it's taking on all kinds of forms. And we want to point out and say, oh, it's because this law changed that allows abortion. And it's because of these books that our children are being exposed to. Just all kinds of reasons and excuses. But once you start going down the wrong road, if you don't do a course correction, you just keep heading in that direction. And the country hasn't really did a true course correction. There have been spots in history where people fought for liberties and civil liberties, and some changes were made, but the heart of the nation has not changed. And so it continues to morph into something that is even more evil, to the point that people are confused about whether when they're hearing the truth and when they're not, or just blindly following people. All of that is the result of a nation being formed on lies. And if we continue to lie to ourselves, now we know who the father of lies is. So if we continue to allow these lies that, you know, to be our guide, and we just follow them blindly, we will see further deterioration in our government and in our lifestyles, all of that. And if you study the scriptures, you will clearly know that the law is not the answer. The law will expose the sin, but it is not what changes man's heart. Jesus says, I am the way. So in order for us to produce the good, then we have to go the way of Jesus. Because in him, that's where the light is, right? And we need to be able to see. So I'm going to stop right there today. Hopefully I've said something that will spark your thinking. Just start to process what you're seeing around you, and then process what Jesus is saying to us in the scriptures. And hopefully you're getting some Rhema word, which is the spoken word of God, God speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. bringing a deeper revelation of God's will for us. He wants us to love him and to love each other. That's a big deal. A big deal. Because when we're loving each other, we're not hurting one another. Well, I'm going to stop right there, as I said, before I keep going as usual. And tomorrow night, which is Friday, and it is the first Friday of the month, and so that means that it is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join him tomorrow night and be blessed. And just know that all of our podcasts, you can listen to them anytime after their normal broadcast schedule. They're there. You can use the same link that's been made available on our Facebook pages and in LinkedIn. And you can go out to Blog Talk Radio / When Christians Speak. All right? BlogTalkRadio.com/ When Christians Speak. Let me say that again. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ When Christians Speak. That's it. Praise God. So be blessed. Amen. And stay encouraged. Don't allow fear to consume your life. And just trust that God is God. It's just like people weren't expecting Jesus when he showed up. But when he showed up, things changed in ways that we could have never imagined. And that's how God is. God is, he's not far off. He's with us. He's with us in this trouble. And he's faithful. God bless.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.